Good evening, good evening, good evening, my beautiful Faith Ignited family here on Pama Talk Radio, on Pama Media, where I am so happy to have this show so that I can bring you guys stories of hope and faith, which is, as a Portuguese American, my faith was sort of given to me. I'm gonna start crying already. My faith was given to me from the islands where my mom was given her faith. And I wanted to do a show where I brought my mom on the show, because out of anyone that I know that God is with her. I know that God listens to her. And I know that she serves God to the best of her ability every single day. You know what it's like when you are going through something in your life and you run to that one person that has so much faith that you just want a little piece of what they have. Because sometimes for me, as you guys know, I pray for peace about certain situations in my life. I know that God will give it to me. Oh, sorry, guys. I just get emotional because of the power of God, the power of our faith. You know that I've read you stories about angels walking among us in this world. In this world, that homeless person that you see at the grocery store every day, that could be Jesus Christ. So if we just fill the world with love, then that's all we're asked to do. And follow God and His lead. So I wanted to have my mom here, as I introduce her now, on Pama Talk for the first time on Faith Ignited. Like I said, I couldn't think of a better guest to have on my show. And so I told my mom this a week ago. I told her, Mom, you know, I want to have you on Faith Ignited because I want you to tell your story of when you realized that faith was all that you had to go to. So without further ado, Faith Ignited family, I want to bring you my mom. Aside from Minha Mamãe Trazinha, aside from the mom that I share with so many of you, she's my mom, and I'm so grateful for her, because whenever I have any worries, she knows what to tell me. So anyways, I was telling her I wanted her to be on the show, and today she came over. And Mom, I want to welcome you to Faith Ignited. I want to welcome you to the show because you haven't been here yet. And you're one of the first people I learned my faith from. So you were the best person to tell the story. But as I was telling you, Mom, I want to say hi to everybody.
Yes, hello. Hi, everybody.
It's Portuguese and English. Queres falar em português? Podes falar. Yeah, my English, but my mom, go ahead, Mom.
Yeah, sorry. I can say, you know, how you guys doing?
Yes.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for inviting me, you know, And it's a pleasure being here.
Talking about God, right?
Talking about God, number yes. one. Yes. Yeah, I will share in Portuguese.
Yes.
I could share in English, but Portuguese.
You maybe summarize in English yeah. after you read.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I could do that. And I believe that without faith, you are nothing
right
in this world.
That's right, Mom.
I mean, I speak for myself because I know I've been going through that road
yes.
Of faith
yes. and the journey.
What I want to share with you guys is because Nancy said, Mom, you remember when your faith started?
Yes.
I think I was born with faith.
I think she was,
to start
too.
With.
I think so.
Because since I was a little girl, I always was curious about everything to do with
church,
God. With God, with prayers.
Singing.
I'm surprised I didn't become a nun.
But I wouldn't be here.
No, exactly. So God had a plan for me
you.
to convert your dad.
Yeah, exactly. Make him try to make him better.
And the conversion. Yeah, he knew this nun. You're not going to be a nun.
And then it's interesting because I converted my husband.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, and then Chelsea's working on converting her. So it's a generational.
Yeah, it's just we have us women been having, a lot of work.
A lot of work with these men.
With these men, trying to convert them, you know. But it's hard. It's a hard
thing
to
do.
But to me, it's strange. Like, who converted me?
Nobody.
No.
You were born
I
that
was
way.
Always guided. I was a very obedient little girl.
Yeah.
My thing was just play.
Yeah.
Play.
You want your friends.
Yeah, my friends. We had a big house, so I invited everybody to play.
Yeah.
And but it was time to go to church, time to go to catechism. But everybody has their moments. I had my moments
right.
sometimes,
right.
you know. And something that was a beautiful day on a Sunday. I was supposed to go to church.
Me want to play.
And I wanted to play. So, and Vavu would tell me, Zane, come on, it's time for, get dressed, go to church, and this and that.
Yeah.
And I would run in the backyard, Ronnie's after me, and I'm like, no, I want to go to church today. No one, but... As a little girl, I did that.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go.
No, yeah, every kid.
But it
it's
changed.
Just taking away from what you're doing that's fun
yeah.
to go do that.
Yeah.
But your relationship with Vavu, basically, you and him created a bond that only you and him had because you had a love
yeah.
for and a need to learn.
Yeah, I saw my dad, your grandfather, be involved in church.
Right.
And he was a sacristan at my church. And I used love to go with him to the church when he was going to go to the
bell tower.
The bell tower. A tour. Tocar os sinos. Ele tocava os sinos. Ou para ir para a missa. Ele sabia aqueles tons, porque sabes, os tons de ir para a missa não são os tons de um funeral.
Oh, ok.
É completamente diferente. E aquilo fascinava-me.
Was it different bells or one bell?
There was two bells.
Two bells.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Mas o sino
yeah.
de festa.
Yeah.
Aquilo começa devagarinho, depois já é os dois belos ao mesmo tempo.
Yeah.
It's on back and forth. It's so unhappy. It's
yes.
an happy occasion.
Yes.
Já.
Um funeral
é diferente. Pois it's some stories not for here, but for maybe one of my videos.
Yeah.
We can add on the story I have about the funeral scene. Mas, Nancy,
what would you say to somebody who might be listening that says it's taking too long for God to answer me. It's taking too long. I've been praying and I don't think he's listening.
Well,
he is.
I've been praying for years and years for Bobby, for his conversion, his changing.
That's my brother, for all you people who don't
his
know.
His life changed, He's in a drug addict.
My brother's a drug addict.
And I've been praying for years for him, for his conversion, for his,
salvation.
But it didn't happen. Mas isso não quer dizer que eu vou perder a minha fé por causa disso.
Right.
Deus escuta-nos e Ele sabe os nossos corações.
Yes.
Mas, por qualquer razão, que sou Deus é que sabe, a gente temos que passar essas coisas neste mundo. E tem sido com essas dificuldades que tem crescido espiritualmente.
Uhum.
E tem tido aquela fé e aquela força que só Deus me dá para poder falar sobre isso, como a gente temos na
testimony,
caminhada.
Yeah,
a minha testemunha. Portanto, há uma frase que diz, que Jesus diz, felizes os que acreditam sem terem visto.
Amen. Amen. Happy are those who are see without sight.
Yeah,
sight
and
unseen,
they believe,
without seeing.
For me, believing, it comes from faith.
Mm-hmm.
If I believe without seeing Jesus,
mm-hmm.
I didn't see him como os apóstolos, mas, os apóstolos estavam com Jesus.
Yeah.
Os apóstolos vieram sempre com Jesus e no fim não acreditavam que ele ia ressuscitar no
terceiro dia.
Fugindo e para ser lado.
E mentiram.
Para mim, acreditar é ter fé.
Uh-huh.
Esta fé que a gente tem. Que o Senhor está comigo e que me acompanha a todos os momentos, que é mesmo o que ele quer. Ele quer que a gente o peça, Senhor, fica comigo, está comigo.
Yes.
Entrega a minha vida a ti, porque sem ti não. É isso que o Senhor quer e é isso que ele faz.
And you had, my mom was involved in many prayer groups and things
mm-hmm.
from the church.
Yeah.
And she was asked several times to talk about
my faith.
Her faith, talk about her testimony, because it really is a testament to someone who God hasn't answered yet. One of the biggest prayers she has is for my brother.
But God answered me a prayer that eu também fiz esta oração por muitos e muitos anos.
Yeah.
Muitos anos que fiz. Era de ter pai.
Yeah.
Ter pai também, ser uma pessoa de ir para a igreja, ser uma pessoa da maneira que ele era e tudo. E ele me deu.
Yeah.
Não foi quando ele quis, foi quando Deus quis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Que ele começou a pertencer à igreja,
Yes.
Só, portanto, ele me deu neste sentido. Eu vi a mudança.
Uh-huh.
Eu vi a mudança que ele fez. E, portanto, mas responda-me, mas e outras não.
Yeah.
Há uma razão, mas se eu confio em Deus, se a minha fé dá-me para confiar em Deus, eu tenho que saber esperar.
The phrase that my mom likes to tell all of us on Sundays, three times, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you.
Yeah.
Jesus, I trust in you. And my beautiful Stephanie and Carlos listen to Faith Ignited. Every time she leaves me a message, she says, Jesus, je confie en vous. Jesus, je confie en vous. Jesus, je confie en vous. She said, I'm going to say like your mom says. And it helps.
You got to mean it.
It helps.
Para mim, quando ela diz, Jesus, je confie en vous, eu vejo uma situação. O que eu vejo é isso. Eu vejo uma situação que não está boa. E quando eu fecho os olhos, eu digo, Jesus, eu confio em vós. e em vez de confiar-vos a projetar-se, a ir para aquela situação.
Yeah.
E confie no Senhor que Ele vá ir àquela situação.
Yeah. Quando é o tempo direito.
Quando é o tempo, temos, pronto, esperar que o Senhor e ter confiança nele.
Is that why waiting is a virtue?
Saber esperar é uma virtude, sim, senhor. Sempre ouvi dizer isso desde criança.
Yeah.
É uma virtude, sim, senhora. E saber esperar e ter... No entretanto, enquanto se espera, temos que ter esta fé e estar sempre em contato com o Senhor.
Uhum.
E eu gostava de ler, Nancy. É interessante que quando pediram para
Para
partilhar o que era a minha fé. Claro, eu lembro disto, não foi agora recente, já foi...
2013,
que eu escrevi isso para vocês, 2013.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mas a minha fé continua, como eu digo aqui, a margem ainda,
yes.
Porque eu sempre, toda a minha vida, participei em programas, em retiros, em tempo de meditação e tudo, o que tem ajudado muito a minha vida inteira a crescer espiritualmente e ter sempre a força e ter sempre fé.
Mm-hmm.
E eu vou ler a vocês que é muito interessante. Eu disse, Nancy, eu vou ler isto que
yes, it was interesting. She found a letter that she wrote in 2013. Someone asked her to share her story of faith.
So when I
asked her, she my mom saves everything. She's one of those good moms that saves everything. Even my daughter, my granddaughter stuff, my mom has. So she found this letter, and I would like to invite you to share it, Mama.
Príncipe assim. Jesus disse, felizes os que acreditam sem terem visto. Para mim, acreditar é ter fé. Fé que o Senhor está comigo e me acompanha em todos os momentos da minha vida. Sempre ouvi dizer que a fé é um dom de Deus. Que quando nasci, foi plantada em mim como uma pequena semente que necessita de ser cultivada para florescer. Desde criança, vi muitas demonstrações de fé. Os meus pais, a minha mãe, que me ensinava tanto a rezar muitas orações, que ainda hoje as digo. O meu pai, um grande devoto ao Espírito Santo, nunca faltava à missa. E ainda estou a ver a minha avó sentada à beira da sua cama, a rezar o terço. Tudo isto eu ia absorvendo. Já mais crescida, sempre queria participar em eventos na igreja e pertencer a grupos de jovens, movimento de ação católica. Sentia-me bem a estar na igreja e a aprender coisas que não sabia. Já depois de estar aqui neste país, comecei a participar em retiros espirituais, grupos de partilha. É porque a missa ao domingo não era bastante para mim. Ir à missa e depois ir para casa continuar o dia a dia. Eu queria e quero mais continuar a conhecer o Senhor melhor. Ter uma relação íntima com Ele. Na minha vida tem momentos bastante difíceis em que esta minha fé, que eu julgo poder mover montanhas, também enfraquece. Mas quando me sinto assim, ergo os meus braços e digo: Senhor, ajuda-me, dá-me forças. E em pouco tempo, sinto esta força e esta paz e esta serenidade que só Ele me pode dar. Portanto, muitas pessoas sabem da minha situação, da nossa situação, que é tão difícil de uma mãe superar. Sabem que o meu filho é um drug addict, já de muito novinho, e perguntam-me: como podes superar esta dor? Como é que tens forças? Eu respondo-lhes: estas forças não são minhas. O Senhor é que me ajuda, porque confio nele. E é este filho que já não o vejo há mais de 20 anos. Mas sei que o Senhor o ama e que olha para ele aonde ele estiver. Também tenho fé que a minha filha um dia também possa ser curada dos seus problemas, her diseases. Nos meus sofrimentos, a minha fé tem crescido mais e mais, porque confio sempre no Senhor. E depende dEle, não de mim própria. Tudo depende dEle. E tenho é que ter confiança. E acreditando neste Deus que me criou e que me ama, é que eu tenho a paz e a serenidade que só o Senhor me pode dar. Amém.
Uau, mom. Uau.
E esta partilha, se eu tivesse que escrever esta partilha hoje,
mas
o início era sim. Assim, era o que havia. Uhum. Era a minha avó rezar, a tua bisavó rezar, yeah. A minha mãe ensina as orações, o meu pai ir para a igreja, o meu pai está envolvido em tanta coisa. Era isso que havia.
Yeah.
Eu até gostava tanto e sentia-me tão bem. Eu gostava tanto, ao sábado, porque ao sábado tinham as senhoras que é que enfeitavam os vasos para pôr no altar ao domingo.
Yeah.
E a vovô tinha que ir, naquele tempo, as senhoras não podiam subir o altar. Não, a Igreja Católica ainda não tinha dado, tinham, quer dizer, vendo isto como era, porque é que, mas naquela altura, sabe-se muito bem, que a mulher não podia subir ao altar, era só o homem. Graças a Deus que isso me deu tudo.
Yeah.
Mas, eu gostava de ver as senhoras a tirarem as flores velhas, a porem as flores novas, a lavarem os vasos. E era uma criança e ajudava a pôr as flores fora. E não. Eu gostava tanto de ir. Sentia-me bem na igreja, sentia-me muito bem. E toda a minha vida foi assim. Às vezes com dificuldades, porque a vida de casada e tudo, tinha retiros e coisas assim que às vezes eu não podia ir, porque pronto, eram os fins de semana, eram coisas que a gente tinha. Mas quando eu não ia, aquilo gostava-me. Eu queria estar sempre lá.
Yeah.
Eu queria saber mais.
Absorbing
it all. Eu queria conhecer muito mais Jesus. O que és neste momento, eu conheço muito melhor que o que eu conhecia. Uhum. Já o conhecia.
Yeah.
Mas agora...
Mais íntimo.
Mais, eu falo mais yeah. com Jesus do que eu falava antigamente. Yeah. Eu falo tudo.
Yeah, diz tudo.
Eu falo tudo que, tudo que eu digo.
And as you guys should too.
Falar como quem fala com um bom amigo. Yeah. Porque Jesus, Jesus é nosso amigo.
That's right. É
nosso pai.
É
nosso amigo também. E a gente... Porque quando tem que diga assim, ai, senhor, um problema com a casa, senhor. Mas porquê é que isso acontecesse? Agora, se tivesse uma máquina, uma coisa a filmar ali, né? Essa mulher está doida. Eu falo tal qual eu falo com as
minhas. You want to share the story of your blood work? That's a good faith story.
Oh, that's a good faith story.
English.
In English. Okay.
Please.
Bear my English not that good. No. But, anyway. My faith story about that. You guys know when we need to draw blood to do us tests of this thing.
Yeah.
For whatever. Especially if you have diabetes.
Which
I have diabetes. They're not that bad, but they're not that good. We still know what we have to do.
Yeah.
My A1C, it was high.
Mm, the eights.
The last time was 7.2, 4. And then before was 8. So my dad said, Teresa, you gotta be all that. So when time came to do the tests, I told the doctor, because I went to the doctor today, I told her, I don't know what happened because I'm not doing nothing like out of this world. Mm-hmm. I'm watching what I'm eating and everything, yeah. But
no,
nothing
crazy.
So I said, okay, so Wednesday I did that, took blood. I was going to take blood on Wednesdays, but I went to the 7:15 mass.
Yeah.
And I told, I said, Lord, I'm going to church. I'm going to take communion.
Yeah.
I'm going to take communion. And I just trust in you, Lord, that whatever, when you come into my heart, whatever you see that I'm not doing too good, I'm not telling you to cure everything because I know I was already asking too much. But if you see anything that you need to calm down, please, Lord, I trust you will do. If it's your will.
Right.
I never ask anything that I don't say. I say, Lord, it's your will, not mine.
Mm.
I'm not the boss.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
Okay. Blood test.
No, but you went to church. You took communion.
I went to church, took communion, went mass and everything, and then went take my blood.
So the only thing she had in her body was the body of Christ.
Yeah, nothing else.
She was fasting.
Fasting, you know. Something.
Diz que é copo de cafezinho.
Nada, nem água. Not even water. But I went, and when the doctor talked to me, I dropped from 7.2 to 6.2.
Wow.
I never had that
so low
A1C. That
wow, praise God.
I said, I'm sorry, but this has to do with God.
Yes, yes.
Because all my life, I'm 78.
Yeah.
When that's gonna drop 6.2?
Never.
If you never, I'm not
cutting out everything.
No, I'm not.
Just eat. Just watch what you eat.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing something to the extreme.
Yeah.
But when went 6.2, she tells me that. I say, excuse me, 6.2. Yeah, it's a big
what
drop.
A miracle.
To me, it's a miracle.
To me, too.
To me, it is a miracle. And
God.
I tell everybody, This was a miracle.
That's God.
I never expect 6.2
no.
to drop that much.
No.
So the Lord knew that the A1C was not doing too good, so bang, bang.
Yep. And you have that strong faith that you didn't have any fear.
No, I didn't. If you trust in the Lord, you don't have fear for nothing.
Yeah. It's hard
fear
to get there.
Fear is part of the devil.
Yes, it's true.
I'm sorry it's to true. Say that, but it is.
It's true.
Fear is part of the devil work. And
so that he puts doubt in our
minds.
He's a scammer.
Scammer. He's a scammer. Like the ones we see on
Facebook.
Facebook. The scammers. He's one of those scammers. And that's what
yeah.
he puts in people fear. Do not fear. Just say, Lord, I trust in you. I believe in you. Just give me the strength to understand and to feel you and to know that you are in control of God is in control of our lives.
Yes.
We are not.
Exactly.
And then people think they are in control.
No,
we are not.
No.
Everything we have belongs to God.
And we can't take anything with us when we die.
No, and everything we have, He gave it to us. He can take it away just like that.
Just like that. Just like that.
But unfortunately, a lot of people think that they are in control of their lives. They are not.
They are not.
They are not. I never think that.
I don't either.
Never think that. And I don't have fear of anything.
Yeah.
Because I know fear is not...
what God wants.
I can't have fear if I believe so much in God.
But we're human.
Yes, but we are human. But you think fear? No, 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 no.
Yeah.
You're not going to give me fear.
Yeah.
I know my Lord. If God wants us to go through something like we are,
yeah.
like I am going through something
yeah.
all my life.
Yeah.
It was your yeah. father being sick. It was your father before. It was your brother.
Yeah.
Now your father is sick again.
I never got better. I'm still sick.
You never got better, but you...
fought.
You fought, and God gave you strength
yes.
to fight. And
be with my
grandkids. You were worse than you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were worse on those days.
I was way worse.
Way
13
worse.
Years ago was when I first got, like 11 years ago, I first got, 10 years ago, I first got sick.
See, that's
11 years. So.
That's why I said that.
Yeah.
My daughter
we
got,
were still in early stages.
Yes.
We didn't know what was going on. But
you did get better.
But I couldn't drive for a year. I mean, and we all know that when something is not from us, we know, oh God, that was God. That was God. You know, you walk away from a situation sometimes.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
just think, oh God, just put that person in my life. Or God just put certain people in my life. And then God removed other people from my life. And then he sees I'm not good over here. So he tries to,
yeah,
you know.
Guide us. He's guiding us
yeah.
all our lives. He
yeah.
guides us. But the thing is... He gave us free will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He loves us so much, he gave us free will. Okay, I'm showing you my way.
Mm-hmm.
I am the life, the truth.
I died for you.
You know my way. My way is the light, not the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go to my light?
Mm-hmm.
But he gave us the freedom to choose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And some people choose the darkness.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's...
unfortunately, sometimes people, I don't think, choose it. It just... because I know when I was dark for a little while, I didn't want to know about God. I was mad at God.
Oh,
I
yeah.
was like,
oh, yeah.
oh yeah. this is the reason for all this. And then we never got over this. And this happened. But now, looking back, if I hadn't have got sick... I probably would have died
yeah.
from the alcohol
yeah.
poisoning.
Yeah.
So it's like God gave me this illness in a way to slow down my life and give us a moment as a family to, you know, regroup and accept with faith, accept my pain with faith. And one thing that my mom has always taught me, my grandmother too, offer your pain up for those in purgatory. They don't talk about purgatory too much anymore, but for the souls that are lost, for the souls that are wandering, we offer our pain for them. And since I started doing that, it seems like the pain is still there, but it's not something that I can't bear. When Chelsea left, that was a big hit to our family, huge. Where I was 3 years ago with God to where I am today, because my daughter wasn't here, it forced me to look at God and say, okay, God, now what do you want me to do? My daughter's gone. My dad has cancer. My mom is by herself. Like, what do we do? But he showed me the way. And I know he can show all of you the way. And this podcast is not meant to be forcing religion down your throat or forcing our beliefs down your throat. You choose to believe if you believe. And if you don't believe, we pray that one day you will. But I needed to have my mom here with me because she is the prime example of faith. Yes, she has her moments. She's not perfect. Does she get frustrated with me? Does she get frustrated with my dad? Does she get frustrated with other people? Do I get frustrated? We all do. We all do. And in those moments, we think, oh man, I shouldn't have said that. That's not what God wants me to do. But we're angry. We get angry. We say things. And then it's like we think back and go, man, I probably shouldn't have gone about it that way.
You can always learn from that experience. You can always go back and say, and well, I learned from that, you know.
Okay.
So you learn and you move forward. You move on. You don't go back.
No.
You just move on.
We don't go back. We just move on.
You just move on. And that's what we're doing, you know, with your dad's situations.
Little by little.
You know, it's one day at a time.
Yeah. Even with Bobby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even with Bobby, it's one day at a time.
Yes. It's...
You guys know that we, every couple of days for me or weeks, I think, are we going to get the call? Are we going to get the call?
Yes.
And who's going to go to the morgue?
Identify
his body.
His body.
That is over us, a black cloud that has been over our family for over 25 years. And my mom never lost hope. She still has hope.
Oh, yeah. That's the last thing to go.
She still has hope.
Hope is the last thing. You never lose hope.
You know, addiction, we have a different podcast on our YouTube channel, Bingham Amantra Singh and Navsh, where we have for 3 years told mom's story, told our story for the first time. And I'm so glad you were here today, Mom.
Me too.
Thank you for sharing your letter.
And yes, it's...
I hope that touches somebody.
I hope that you have
some perspective.
These days and things are so, so bad. You gotta have that faith.
We gotta fill the world with good, happy things, you know. I'm crying happy tears. I'm just a crier. It's just who I am. I cry, but... But it's because I feel it, right? I'm very in touch with my emotions, as you guys know. And we're going to go ahead and say goodnight to Mom. It's already past her bedtime because...
What?
Because it is Friday night and it is 7:40 on a Friday night. She shouldn't be out. No, just kidding. Yes. No, but at 6:40, sorry. But anyway, guys... thank you, Mom. I'm gonna finish up with a story for you guys, but I just wanted to say bye to Mom. Thank you for being here, Mom. Thank you for sharing your story.
No problem.
Thank you for your testament. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
I would like to again say thanks to my mom for being a part of my show tonight. Mom, I know you're listening. And I want to say a special thank you to you for coming on Faith Ignited tonight and sharing your story, one of your stories, of that beautiful letter that you wrote yourself so many years ago. You never cease to amaze me in your strength. You never cease to amaze me in your faith. And I have amazing parents. I really am so thankful to God for both my mom and my dad. Both, you know, just wonderful human beings and so kind. And I just wanted to say, you know, if you're listening out there and you don't have a mom, I will gladly lend you mine anytime you need her, because she imparts so much wisdom when she speaks. And so, to round out this episode, so to speak, I'm going to read you guys a really quick story. And it's quick and good. And, you know, I haven't read it ahead of time. We're going to read it for the first time together. Sometimes that turns out wonderful, other times I don't do so well, but I'm hoping with all hope that this story resonates with someone tonight, touches someone tonight. It's called Unseen Protectors. How many times are we kept from danger by the unseen guardian? Some people are fortunate enough to know. In 1960, the well-known Dr. Norman Vincent Peale preached one day, and it included a story about a minister in a southern town who stood up to Sam, a political boss, and was able to defeat a plan of his. "I'm going to kill that minister," Sam told several of his friends after the meeting. Friends alerted the minister and offered to walk home with him past a dark wood. But the minister waved away their concerns. "The Lord will be with me," he told them as he walked home alone. Years passed, and on his deathbed, Sam sent for this minister. "Reverend, I meant to kill you that night," he said. I was in the woods with a club. Why didn't you? The minister asked. What do you mean, why didn't I? Sam asked. Who were those two big men with you? There were no big men with me, the minister protested. Yes, there were, Sam said. I saw them with my own eyes. Several writers told us of similar events. Suzanne Vecchiarelli of New York, New York, was visiting a friend in the hospital and had brought her a copy of a book about angels. When the friend's roommate saw the book, she became very emotional and told the woman a story about her cousin, Stacy. Stacy, then in her mid-20s, lived in a poor section of Brooklyn, New York, an area with many remnants and tenements. One night on her walk home from work, Stacy saw a man ahead of her loitering against a building. Stacy had an immediate feeling of fear. There had been some recent muggings in her neighborhood, and she sensed the man was up to no good, but she had no choice. The only way to her apartment was to pass him. Guardian angel, protect me. My angels, protect me, she murmured. Under her breath. Be right beside me now, guardian angel, and save me from harm. With an outwardly confident stride, she looked straight ahead and went by the man. She could feel him looking at her, but he did nothing. It was all Stacy could do to keep from breaking into a run. But with her heart pounding, she managed to continue walking calmly until she had reached the corner. Then she raced the rest of the distance to her apartment building, ran up the stairs, and breathlessly locked the door behind her. It took her a while to calm down. For some reason, she felt she had escaped a great danger. A short time later, Stacy heard police sirens and, looking out her window, saw flashing lights. And they were red flashing lights. Something was going on nearby, an accident or another mugging. On her way to work the following day, she saw a neighbor. What was all that excitement about last night? Stacy added and asked. Oh, wow, a rape, the woman told her grimly. Just after 6 o'clock, Stacy's mouth dropped. The rape had occurred on the very spot where she had passed at the very same time. What if the guy she ran from was the rapist? She had gotten a good look at him. Perhaps she could help the police with a description. When she phoned, however, she discovered that the police already had a suspect in custody. Would you want to try to pick him out of a lineup? The officer asked her. Your testimony could help place him at the scene. Stacy agreed. That night, she identified him as the man she had passed on her way home. Why didn't he attack me? She asked the officer. After all, I was just as vulnerable as the next woman who came along. The policeman was curious too, and he agreed to describe Stacy to the suspect and ask him if he remembered her. Stacy never forgot his answer. I remember her. But why would I have bothered her? The rapist asked. She was walking down the street with two big guys on either side of her. That is similar but different to the story we read last week with something like that that was similar to that, but not exactly that. It was the police officers. But this time, you see, we don't know when the time is where our angels step in and protect us. I mean, we can feel it. I can feel like that lady sensed that something was off, right? So her angels, her big bodyguard angels, escorted her down that walkway, and she avoided what unfortunately happened to somebody else. But those are the kind of stories that we read here on Faith Ignited. The first part of the story with the man, Sam, and the minister, I don't know how that correlated with the second story, or maybe that was, no, it was part of the same story. I guess to just give different scenarios of different people who have been protected by unseen protectors. Something, someone, something greater than us, something greater than we can possibly imagine, is watching out for me, is watching out for you, is watching out for us together. And for that, like my mom says, if we believe so much that God wants whatever's best for us, then we know that sometimes those decisions are difficult to make. But as my mom shared that letter, I don't think it was from 2013. I think she put it in that envelope in 2013. But that letter was probably over 25 years old, 30 years old. It's over 3 decades old, that letter, because of the events that she spoke about, we could put them on a timeline. But keep telling people your faith, your testimony. Keep sharing, keep speaking God and peace into people, because this world is so unpeaceful at times. There is always so much turmoil, and sometimes we need a reset. We need to reevaluate, reassess our lives, realize that the most important gift we have to give someone is the gift of our time. To never get time back, you know? And I know that my Faith Ignited listeners out there, that you guys have stories that need to be told of when you had your Jesus journey moment, or your wake up moment, where you realize that there's something greater than us on this. There's something greater beyond this. When did you come to terms with that? What happened in your life that turned you around? Because I know that, you know, through pain we learn, through suffering we learn. And we learn so that we can teach others to hopefully impart some wisdom on them and their situations based on your life and your situations. But we are now in the month of May. Happy May. This month, all month long, I want to try to do Mother's Day miracles, Mother's Day stories, mothers, great stories of great women. If you have a story you want to share about your mom, I would love to have a conversation with you. And sign up for it. I'm going to make a post for it. I want you guys to sign up. If you want to give your mom a shout out, I can do that definitely on here. This time I spend with you guys, this hour that we're coming up on, I just want you to know from the bottom of my heart, and especially today with having guests like my mom who are an open book, and, you know, they want their pain to be able to help somebody else in their pain. With all that being said, with all of our aches and pains going away because today is Friday, the weekend is here, the weekend has begun. Enjoy your weekend, enjoy your time with your family, with your friends. Enjoy every single moment, soak it in like a sponge. That's for you, Daddy. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Please leave me a comment. Find me on my social media at the Faith Ignited Podcast on Instagram, and at Palma Media on YouTube, TikTok, and Facebook. And it's a great app. If you haven't downloaded it, I encourage you to do so. We have some excellent, excellent playlists going on in there. But with all that being said, have a blessed weekend, and we will see you all right back here next Friday night on Palma Talk Radio, Palma Media. Thank you so much, you guys. God bless. Good night.